Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking ahead to 2015. We're back in just a moment.
Hi, Santa. I want a Ford Fusion.
All the boys and girls this year have been telling me they all want a Ford vehicle through video chats and chirps and text messages, you name it.
All I want is a new Ford Super Duty.
Ah, it's probably because of the Ford Dream Big sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer. So obviously, these children have visions of cool Ford vehicles dancing in their heads.
Can I please get a Ford Escape?
Oh, I hope that Ford has a much bigger workshop than we do.
It's the Ford Dream Big sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. There's no better time to get big savings on our complete lineup. From the sophisticated Fusion, to the innovative Escape, to the built Ford Tough F-150, your Oklahoma Ford dealer has you covered. For a limited time, get low financing, special year-end cash back, and low monthly payments. Hurry in now for the best selection of remaining 2014 models while supplies last. For more information, check out OklahomaFord.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
It's been quite a ride in 2014 for most of the beef cattle segments, the cow-calf end of the business, the stocker end of the business, as well as the feedlot end of the business. But what about 2015? Can we duplicate those results or maybe even go better than we've been in the last year? Well, Dr. Glenn Tondra, K-State, says that 2015 will be a good year overall for the beef cattle industry, but you've still got to break it down segment by segment to see what the real story is going to be for our beef cattle producers. Let's start with the cow-calf end of the business.
The fundamental story for the cow-calf sector is very similar, I think, for 2015 as it was 2014. They are the ones producing a calf crop that's in limited supply. That's still going to be the case in 2015. We have an improving feed cost situation. I think you're going to have continued support for record-level feeder cattle prices and, therefore, cow-calf returns, barring some kind of extreme surprise on the cost side. We'll probably have continued rosy story in 2015 for the cow-calf sector.
So moving from that rosy scenario that Dr. Tondra paints for the cow-calf end of the business, let's look at the margin operators that are known as stocker producers.
For the stocker segment, we're probably going to have historically high values of gain for similar reasons, improving cost of gain situation, so that's attractive. But that is the segment that's going to take more and more money to operate. So from a return on investment perspective, 2015 may not be as good as it was in 2014, but I think it's definitely going to be better than we've had in the past. I just encourage those operators to watch their margins given the amount of money that they have tied up.
So the story for stocker operators in 2015, cheap corn, a real friend. However, you've also got to have a real friend and a good banker, because the amount of money you've got to have to be an operator as a stocker operator, the cost of each of these critters pretty high. Now, let's turn our attention to the feedlot end of the business. There, the scenario is not rosy, according to Dr. Tonzer.
Concerned most about feedlot returns in 2015, mainly because the structural issues we've been talking about a long time, like too much bunk space relative to the calf crop, kind of mathematically have to get worse before they get better. And I think that might happen in 2015 if we pull some heifers out of the system to expand the herd. And I get concerned that that will squeeze these margins. Throughout 2014, we've had a fed cattle price increase that's occurred more often than not after cattle were placed. So people, if they didn't hedge, had better returns than the market said they would have when they made that feeder cattle purchase. The odds of it being as good as 2014 were for feedlot sector are very low, and it wouldn't surprise me if on average they're actually negative because of those very high feeder cattle prices, and I think some tempering of the ability to keep pushing up fed cattle prices like we did through 2014.
Comments from Dr. Glenn Tondra from Agriculture Today, a program produced on a regular basis by the K-State folks. Dr. Tondra saying thumbs up for the cow-calf business in 2015. Pretty good chances for the 2015 stocker cattle operator, and feedlot operators may face challenging times in the new year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.